This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. In Afghanistan, two U.S. Navy personnel are missing after leaving their base in Kabul on Friday afternoon. A Taliban spokesman told NPR that one of the men has been killed and another is being held for ransom. There has been no official confirmation from NATO. NATO officials say they have captured two Taliban militants during a massive search operation in Logar province, southeast of the capital. They also discovered the empty armored vehicle the two men were driving. NPR's Kabul Bureau Chief Quill Lawrence joins us. Quill, what do you know?
Just before getting on the line with you, I was able to contact a Taliban spokesman who confirmed that one of these two men who apparently stumbled into Logar province, we don't know why yet, but one of these two men is in Taliban custody and the other was killed by the Taliban, possibly in an ambush on Friday. We don't know yet what exactly the demands will be for the return of this man, whether the Taliban are going to try a prisoner exchange, but it's been very confused on this end. We had local sources saying that the Taliban had captured this man earlier on. Taliban higher-up public relations officers from the Taliban were not confirming it. It looks like there may have been some disconnect between the fighters on the ground and the more centralized information networks of the insurgency.
Do you know why the men left the base in Kabul?
That's also not clear. NATO statements have been very short, very terse. They said that they checked a vehicle out on Friday from Kabul, and then it was not returned. About 24 hours later, a massive manhunt was on with aircraft and helicopters looking for these men. But they certainly shouldn't have been in Logar province alone with just one armored vehicle. It's very strange. And local government officials in Logar said that they saw two men, that they were going to places that Americans shouldn't be. They were warned by police and ignored the warnings. And then these local government officials say they were ambushed by the Taliban.
It was a very bloody day in Afghanistan yesterday. Five American soldiers were killed by roadside bombs in the south. And it's almost a month into the tenure of General David Petraeus. Is it possible to know at this point how the war is going?
It's certainly been a bloody summer here already. June was the deadliest month on record for foreign troops here since 2001. July may match it. We've had perhaps three NATO soldiers dying here every day this month because of mostly roadside bombs, a comparable number of Afghan soldiers dying. Military officials say they anticipated higher casualties because they say they've been pushing in to Taliban-controlled areas. They say that there's also a very high rate of insurgents killed and captured. General Petraeus has been playing it very close to the chest. I saw him briefly yesterday, but he only made a few comments about the importance of military and civilian cooperation along with Afghans. We're expecting to hear more from him once he's had more time on the ground.
Quill, there was supposed to be a major offensive on the city of Kandahar this summer. Has that been called off?
The strategy has certainly been evolving. It was formed by General McChrystal. It's now clear that there's going to be no Fallujah-style assault surrounding the city of Kandahar and taking it street by street. There is a rolling offensive underway in the communities around Kandahar, which we're expecting to get more intense next week. But there's still a lot of question marks. Is there enough of an Afghan state, an Afghan government, to move in once you create a vacuum by clearing out the Taliban? And speaking to a senior advisor to U.S. forces here this week, it was very clear to me that they're still getting surprised by the reach of the Taliban. At the same time, there's a sense that time is running out to turn this insurgency around.
NPR's Quill Lawrence in Kabul, Afghanistan. Quill, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.